Welcome one and all to the show. I'm Jose Mota, Certified Executive Coach from the Center for Coaching Certification. I speak about cognitive skills like leadership, communication, teamwork, iterative and adaptive methodologies, emotional intelligence, and coaching. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Enjoy the show. Do you know this proverb that says, an old dog can't learn new tricks? I'm telling you, that proverb is funny for adult educators like me because I don't believe that. I don't. Everyone is capable of learning. It's only a matter of investing some time and adopting a growth mindset, which is the topic of today. I'm actively recommending a book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, which explores two of these mindsets, a fixed one and a growth one. A fixed mindset is characterized by the belief that abilities and intelligence are fixed traits that cannot be changed. People with a fixed mindset tend to avoid challenges, feel threatened by the success of others, and give up easily in the face of obstacles. They believe that their qualities and talents are inherent and unchangeable. People with a fixed mindset say things like, I'm just not good at math, it's not my thing. Or, I can't learn a new language, I'm too old for that. Or, I'm just not a creative person, I don't have that talent. A growth mindset is the exact opposite. It is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, practice, and learning. Those with a growth mindset embrace challenges, persist in the face of setbacks, and see failure as an opportunity for growth. They understand that intelligence and skills can be cultivated over time. People with a growth mindset have a distinct belief system. They commit to becoming better continuously. They experiment. They put in the effort. They embrace mistakes. They persevere. There was an experiment conducted by Carol herself to a group of children around the age of 10. They were trained on study skills like time management, goal setting, reading comprehension, the whole nine yards. And also, they were given training on the growth mindset. The study showed remarkable conclusions. Those students got better grades, and their motivation was well-founded on discipline, perseverance, and effort, rather than simply the results. They have shown sustainable, long-lasting effects in their learning life. Recently, in episodes 22 through 27, I've talked about different factors to consider when facing procrastination. I'm daring to consider mindset as yet another factor that combines all others together. Let's think about that for a moment. We've discussed fear and overwhelm. The key takeaway for dealing with them is strategy, which requires perspective. How big is a task? How urgent? How important? What factors are at play? How much effort? Here's the thing. A growth mindset automatically prepares us to consider challenges as they come and gain perspective by asking all these questions. It's part of our inquiry process. Inquiry is important to growth because it triggers a physiological response in the brain, as it creates neural connections to formulate answers. When we went over distractions, we have accepted them to be natural and part of our process of developing resilience. We considered some suggestions for staying focused and for dealing with distractions as they come. The concept of building resilience is key to the growth mindset. If we let ourselves out of focus of what we're doing all the time, we stay in our comfort zone and we don't grow as much. Being resilient means that we keep moving forward despite setbacks. We also considered motivation and how purpose and discipline play a role. Motivation starts with a purpose. and it's broken down into smaller bits of disciplined action and meaningful progress. A growth mindset considers this notion of strategy, which is constantly sustained by effort and practice. Effort is the primary source of reward. We put in the effort, and we deserve credit for having done that, not just showing up with the end result. It also redefines failure as an opportunity for feedback and consolidation, perhaps even reconsidering approaches to learning. Next up was accountability, its shape and its affectation. We discussed how holding ourselves accountable was critical to success. We also went over a few reasons for not doing so, which pertain specifically to this mindset of growth, like fear of failure, avoidance of discomfort, resistance to change, etc. Self-accountability is a strong component of the growth mindset because it puts us in the place of commitment to becoming better every day and to think of ways to keep that personal commitment. Readiness is important to address in the context of growth. Not everything will be ready for solid effort to be put in. Understanding our current position when learning is important to lay the foundation of our learning journey. We must know where we are so we know how to reach the destination. Speaking about that, clear expectations of the destination are also important to understand when learning something new. This is somewhat tricky to define because it's not always clear what that end looks like. To be specific, some people think that an output is the destination, when in reality it's an outcome that they're looking for. Your mileage may vary, and it's important to get a somewhat clearer picture of what it is so you take the right steps towards it. Finally, we've discussed time management and how we approach the growth process. We've talked about SMART goals before for getting to work and meeting outcomes. While SMART goals are very useful in certain circumstances, there are also HARD goals. The HARD acronym stands for Heartfelt, Animated, Required, and Difficult. These goals sustain more ambitious goals and catalyze our drive to grow outside of our comfort zone even more actively. Another practical application of the growth mindset is within teams. Let's explore this a little bit. Part of the different dimensions of growth is of a social nature. More specifically, when people learn together by asking each other questions and developing a critical eye to their process and results, the learning that takes place is more solid and lasts longer. When I was training to become a coach for the ICF, I remember it being very beneficial to learn with my peers and mentor. We had ample opportunities to discuss on topics that we would find interesting to explore at a deeper level. After some time digging into our thoughts and creating new ones based on them, we often found ourselves saying something like, "Oh, I never thought of that before," or, "Hey, that's an interesting insight." You rarely find yourself saying these things when you're alone, am I right? Circling back to team learning, think about a situation that you've gone through with your own team and you've learned something new from engaging with them. Maybe you participated in a retrospective session, maybe you explored a solution for a problem, maybe a conflict took place and it was resolved. Almost surely, the situation you're remembering required you stepping just a little bit out of your comfort zone. Also, it led you to observe more attentively, to experiment with variations, to fail, learn, and repeat. Now, compare that experience with another one where you were alone. Surely you have learned something new in both circumstances, and I'm confident that the group setting was that little much better, was it not? Even if it's just sharing what you've learned on your own with somebody else. There are a number of different applications for the growth mindset, not just learning. For instance, when you consider your own personal development, you automatically shift to a growth mindset. If you didn't, that development would grind to a halt sometime sooner or later. Relationships also require this mindset. People change over time, and so do relationships with one another. Appreciating circumstances at a time, talking to each other to get feedback, and seeking to improve is crucial. Whether you work with a team or just your supervisor, your family, your own partner, or your friends. Personal well-being also fits. Part of being well with yourself and the world involves observing circumstances, making decisions, experimenting, and collecting feedback. When it comes to creativity and innovation work, the growth mindset is deeply ingrained. Experimentation and learning are the word. Everything comes together, and being conscious of this all significantly improves our creative processes and results. The growth mindset is actually universal, and I'm sure that there are other applications of this mindset you're thinking of. Challenge yourself to think of different areas of your life that can actively and consciously leverage this growth mindset. Ask yourself what it looks and feels like when you adopt it in those areas. What effort are you putting in? How does it feel to put it in? How do you reward yourself for the effort? What strategies and planning do you employ to be successful? To summarize the concept of the growth mindset in a handful of bullet points, number one, there are two main mindsets, fixed and growth. The former assumes only effortless results matter and only innate intelligence is important. The latter counters it, where effort is the ultimate resource to achieve greatness. Number two, developing a growth mindset requires building resilience, strategizing, and acknowledging meaningful effort, not just results. Number three, procrastination can be considered a symptom of a fixed mindset. There's a process there to understand and accept our limitations while also looking for ways to continuously become more effective and show signs of meaningful growth. Number four, a growth mindset is universal in the sense that everything in life is subject to change, and our ability to accommodate it and respond to it is crucial to a better life, career, and relationships. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josimoda.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon. Make it a great one today.